Let's sing that song together. It's number 320. 320. Sing number 103 in the White Book. 103.
Take his soul, the misery and struggle.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I was wondering if we could sing 307.
307 in the hymn book. 307. Stand as we sing. I've seen the lightning flashing and heard the thunder roll. I felt since breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior telling me still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptation sharp and keen. I feel a peace in knowing my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when earthly friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. When in affliction's treading the road of care, my Savior helps me to carry my cross when heavy to bear. My feet entangled with fetters, ready to cast me down. My Savior whispers his promise, I never will leave you alone. For me, he opened the fountain, the
He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. To leave me, never to leave me alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are with me, Lord. You are with me. You are in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Just let the Lord put his arms around you this morning. You're not alone. He's with you. He loves you. He's promised never to leave you. He's promised to take care of you. And so, Lord Jesus, I just ask this morning, Lord, if there's someone here, Lord, who just needs to know that you care. Oh, God, just draw them just close to your heart this morning. Hide them, Lord Jesus. You hide our souls in the cleft of the rock. You cover us with your hand. Oh, Jesus, draw us, Lord, this morning. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his Jesus' wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever under His wings.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the Lord He implanteth a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart He implanteth a
fellowship. We can be very thankful for our ministers who have led the way and have let their lights shine and I count it a privilege to have known some of our ministers who have since gone to be with the Lord. I had to think of Sister Evelyn Oldfield. I don't know if you remember that name. I think Sister Marie was a close friend of hers. She and her husband ministered in the Ridgewood Fellowship, and they preached about praising the Lord, rejoicing all the time. One of the themes in our fellowship, to praise the Lord at all times. And when you see it lived out in their lives, that's when it means something. Words are cheap, as they say. But when it's, you see it lived out, as I heard in our Sister Martha, and I can amen to that too, about Sister Martha, Brother Gordon. But Evelyn Oldfield, they had two children. One was a beautiful girl, inside and out. She was an airline, at that time they called them stewardesses. Now they call them flight attendants. But she was a beautiful girl, I think in her early 20s. And Evelyn Oldfield and her husband got the word that their only daughter had taken her own life.
Oh.
And it was a terrible, terrible time for them, as you can imagine. Sister Evelyn Oldfield in this very room gave the testimony where, what is that song, where all I dream now lay in ashes at my feet, yet I will praise him. And at that dark time in her life, she chose to praise the Lord. And she praised the Lord, even though all her dreams and wishes at her feet in ashes lay, as the song goes. I will praise him. I will praise him. What a testimony that is when people live out what they preach. And I'm thankful that we have been very fortunate in our fellowship to have had ministers who have lived the life, not only spoken the words, but they have lived the life. And those are powerful messages when you see that. Sister Ruth Collis is another one who preached a praise at this very organ. She was a co-director with her husband, and she also preached praise, and in her life she has one test after another, and yet she is still praising the Lord, still serving the Lord. What an inspiration that is to us.
Amen.
And as has been said, that we follow in their train, that we take these examples, not as nice stories or not as encouraging stories, but may we live that way too. I had to think this morning of eternity. What is eternity? What is it that God was always here? Well, the human mind can't fathom that. And then the eternity forever and ever and ever will never end. Oh, that we are ready. That we are ready for eternity. That we live out our lives as we have been, as have examples before us. And that's my prayer this morning for myself and for everyone here, that the Lord would help us to take advantage of these examples, to take advantage of the Word of God as we're privileged to hear so plainly and apply it to our lives, that the Lord can make us ready. And I know
He'll
do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I think the song that began the meeting this morning was He Hideth My Soul. And it seems many of the hymn writers give us a verse about heaven. When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. And we don't want to lose that sight, as our brother just said. We don't want to lose that sight. There's an eternity before each one of us. This world is not my home. Too often we get enamored with the things of this life, and we look to the things of this world for our maybe our happiness, and we put hope in things that are passing, that will pass away. The things of earth will fade, will dim and lose their value, and we recall they're borrowed for a while. The soul of man is Like a waiting falcon, when it's released, it's destined for the sky. And so may God help us this morning to let go of the things that we see. The things that we see are temporal. The things that we don't see are eternal. And God has to open our eyes to see the eternal. Oh God. Anoint our eyes with eyes of that we would see. Oh God. Make heaven more real to us, dear Lord. Lord, you've promised that you have prepared a place for us. So make the things of eternity more real and precious. Oh God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my resting place. This world is not my home. Now let's all try to sing that. I know maybe you don't know that, but it's quite simple. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my resting place. This world is not my home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though some there would my progress stay and teach me not to watch and pray, I dare not listen to their cry. I seek a glorious home on high.